This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Headphones here.
You're asking if we do headphones?
Like, will there be like audio?
Do you not know what goes on here?
Of course I know. I can't hear the theme song.
Idea
for
of what we've been subjected to.
Level of shaming that was imposed on us for asking for headphones our first day in the podcast studio was so severe
from
that
who?
I'm like fully traumatized. From who? From your whole fucking staff.
Yeah, and I don't want to name any specific names, it was every single person.
I don't need to name any specific names.
Lined up.
If they have a little swipe card for the outside of the office, mm-hmm. which I don't, by the way, yeah. wondering what the ETA is.
Casey
on that.
Said he would talk to someone
Casey
about that.
Casey said
is
he, twice
is that,
now.
Is that made it up to you yet? To
is that to you?
Would you come here without anybody else here? Why do you need?
Seems like that's the only. There's barely anyone here when we're yeah. supposed to be.
But you'll at the very
look
least
how
have
dark
a
it is out
yeah,
there.
Fridays are dark.
I guess I would come
Fridays
here when dark. Other people are here, and I would walk in without having to wait for a while.
Got it.
So you're I would not like be like knocking and like signaling and like yeah
that, yeah that's
because we're fully exposed yeah. out there while we're yeah. waiting like okay so it's this advanced security apparatus which does correctly assess the threat that we face yes. so I appreciate that
okay. no when I'm in glad here, that I people can't safe. Just wander in because there are people who want a piece of what we've got going on
yes
okay
and
take a big chunk out of me
the issue is that it doesn't protect us. It leaves us extremely vulnerable.
Even more exposed.
Yes.
Yes.
How is it? Oh, because you don't have access to. Because
I can't yeah. fucking get in the fucking door, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah. there's a pre-gate to the door. Do you guys know the gate code?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes people, I don't know the gate code. No, I've been trapped in the parking lot before. And also sometimes I like knock on the door and someone who works here will see me and wave like, hi. And I'll be
like you're just a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Like, and now there's a second step.
Yeah.
I say, but they can't hear me because I'm on the other side of this bulletproof glass that you have.
It is bulletproof.
Okay. Again.
I just called it bulletproof.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's good. That's a good thing.
Okay. But it's not good for me when I do eventually need to shoot my way in, which
yes.
Like,
which is going to be the only option.
That doesn't help me at all.
I can get you a key card. We got extra key cards.
So it takes a threat of
there are
of using a gun. That's good to know.
Not extra, but we can make some for sure.
Okay. This isn't holding up.
Like, why? I'm saying I can get you a key card.
I guess he's saying they have extra key cards down at the factory.
Down at the key card making factory.
Yes.
The extra key cards are like the mold that you use to make the key cards and the extra key material that you have?
No, they're like little credit cards that...
So you have them. So they're made.
I have one. They have been made. We don't
you
have
don't
this.
Even come here, really. So like, why are you...
I'm coming here.
Why
I'm
just,
here.
Why you just
buddy.
Give us yours? You're here as a guest
let
on the show.
In
this is
today.
Helpful.
We've had other guests on the show that's not like their
yeah.
company.
They're not like here. It's not like their company that right. they're like supposed to be here at.
Yeah, but I was here. I got here. I swiped people in.
Yeah, I know.
Kevin actually let me in.
But what happened? Kevin Hayes in. Let me in.
And I let him in.
Right, but
so you. I don't even know if you swiped people in. I think you. I think
I got
almost,
Kevin here.
Okay,
and then
so that's just one person.
Right, what else?
You're already you're lying.
From there, it flowed out to everybody else.
You are
no
here.
Yes.
I thought you weren't here.
What is
yeah,
that?
What I mean? Like, no. When I came in, there was no evidence of you being
yes.
here.
You walked in and
I had
shook
that
your hand
same
in
thought.
Less than 5 seconds.
I think we missed.
But you still saw me.
I saw you and I had to put out the handshake. You were like, And people, if you have
the
video here.
You're already moving
the
goalpost because you said I wasn't here when you got here. And then I said,
no, I said I couldn't tell that you were here. I couldn't tell that you were here. And here's what else, I'll say about your presence.
Yeah.
Is that when I arrived, and I mentioned this on the pro version the other day, which was like, I think the first time I had ever seen you on the premises at all.
That was on Monday, yeah.
That I came in, and people can see this now if you have the video tier. If you don't, it's worth upgrading. They'll understand now what I was saying, which is like, you're not in a bathrobe, mm-hmm. but it's big bathrobe vibes. Like, the energy is bathrobe energy from you when you're here, where you're sort of like...
What is that?
Puttering mean? Around the house.
Because I saw
in
you in the
house
kitchen.
Shoes.
Why am I in a bathrobe? Why aren't you in a bathrobe?
Because
we don't
I
have access to this place.
Capacity.
So I barely feel like
even...
I'm allowed to be here.
I'm coming to work. I am clocking in.
Yeah.
You need
access and a punch card. You're basically swiping in, punching in, punching out.
I got my hard hat and my lunch pail, and I am here to fucking keep the lights on. And there's a lot of them.
They make me take a COVID test. I don't wake up in the morning and like...
They made
take
you take
a COVID
today?
Test.
Well,
no,
here's another thing. It was like,
today.
You're
it's,
going
it's
to have to take a COVID test every time you come in here. And then like, so I come in going like, okay, I'm going to come, like, give yourself a couple extra minutes because you're going to have to take a COVID test. And then I walk in and like the first three times it was like, hey, like, take your COVID test. And then like the past three times
like
it's like, nobody's there. Yeah. There's no tests available. It's like, do I have to bring it? Like, am I supposed to bring it? That's an email I need to get. Yeah, if I have to bring the COVID test that I'm required to take, because they're not fucking here, man.
Uh-huh. The first time we came here,
this started off so hot. I feel like we just
never have
right
you.
Into it.
But like, I feel like I need to like get
all
this
of
out
it
now.
Has to get settled now. Yeah, because I don't know when I'll
even
see
like
you
an
again.
Intro.
No,
like people don't
intro,
even know who
no,
I am.
No, because while the song was playing...
It went
playing,
straight into We Don't Get Headphones.
Amir, while the song
was
playing,
yes.
You asked if we were going to put on
correct.
Headphones like
yes.
you
yes.
thought we should.
Yeah.
So
which
that was,
an
was the intro.
Comment, yeah.
If you wanted an intro,
yeah.
you should have kept your fucking mouth shut during the song.
Now I wish
and
I
let us
because
start
they
the
told
show.
Us when we said we wanted headphones,
yeah.
they all were like, oh... Okay, I get. Do we have those?
Oh,
like,
we
I guess
can,
we can get
so
you some
for
headphones.
Next time. I guess we can have that set up for you, and it'll be available if you're like weak. I guess.
And then they very patronizingly like hang the headphones right mm-hmm. here. Like, oh,
they're
baby needs his baby needs his headphones.
Yeah, usually like, there's headphones. I feel like there are, right?
Well, no, since we stopped using them because they made
they
us feel
them.
Like
they flew
like,
out.
Fucking dog shit for like for asking the first time. Now they've taken them out.
No, I'm not.
And they
a
used
baby.
To put notebooks right there to make us feel nice, and like it was starting to make
a
me
lot
sick.
Of very professional shows use yeah. headphones. We were basically told no one uses headphones. Like when we came here, we were like, oh, we didn't know people still did that. Like podcasting is now advanced beyond headphones.
Right. Yes. Well, you don't need it if it's just two people in a room. But like if we're like listening for audio cues,
but when
or
it's
we have
three
to hear
people
the theme
in a room,
song, yeah, or like talking to somebody over Zoom.
Were you unable to hear the theme song?
I couldn't quite hear the theme song. Yeah.
It, he wants like people to know who he is. It's freaking HeadGum license plate.
HeadGum.
That's what it should be. It should be called HeadGun.
Why?
Because that's how I feel when I'm in here.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. That's the feeling.
It should be HeadGun. I mean, that's what you should call it.
No way. That's completely...
The first time they had us do a COVID test, I took mine... And then Sean came and then put his swab in my test that had
true.
Already been done.
It's true.
And then I think also then just threw that one away.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and just, then they stopped. And so and then they stopped asking no us. Here. The implication is that we like did a bad job or something.
Taking the test.
Yes, because Sean...
These guys have to have headphones. They're the only ones who are allowed to have headphones, and they're the only ones who are not allowed to take a COVID test. Like, that's the sort of area that we've carved out for ourselves here. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I made some errors with the test. I actually thought, because of the setup I walked in and saw, that it had been like set up for me, like, here's your test.
Yeah.
Like, swab and then run it in here. But it was not the case. There just were three set out because, like, so many people had come in. Mm-hmm. And then I was supposed to, I guess, like, open the box and, like, find it.
They
and,
made
like,
us open the box ourselves. Yes. Yeah. And instead of here's your test, it ended up being more like here's your sign.
It was like here's your sign. It was like here's your sign.
Sign?
Yeah, here's your sign.
You don't know about here's your sign?
Wait a minute. You run a podcast company and you don't know about here's your sign?
Here's your sign, and it involves opening a box?
My license plate is HRYRSGN.
What is that?
Here's your sign.
It means here's your sign. What is That's how sign? Iconic. I mean, I don't like this. You ostensibly do comedy gun. Here.
Yeah.
Here it's
you work here. Yeah.
Here's what?
Here's your gun.
Meaning?
Here's your head gun. And you're here. That's what it feels like.
So, look, we're excited to be here. We want to get this off. I think it is a good time for a reset.
Okay.
This is a great time in the show for a reset.
And in just like in our relationship with this network, mm-hmm. I think we just like hit the button.
Which has been going. I mean, I'll say I've had some complaints, but I think it's been going really well.
10 minutes of just vitriol, and now you guys want to hit the reset button, and it's like
If we had you actually out there in your office, which is bigger than the one recording studio in this building.
I don't have an office.
I would. You don't have an office?
I don't have an office.
Okay. When I see you, you're like in an office.
Can you turn that giant empty room into a recording studio? No. Okay.
Have you?
It's just this for good. We're just doing this. There's two bathrooms.
How many offices?
Two bathrooms.
Can I just go over the numbers? How many offices are there?
There's like four rooms along the back wall. Two of them are offices and two of them are like, you know, swing conference room podcast, like extra rooms. But
excuse me.
Yeah.
Podcast extra rooms? Are they called podcast extra rooms because someone can record a podcast inside of them?
You can like record.
No,
like,
right?
No. Well, I was answering.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. You could like, there's like a microphone set up in there and I've done like Zoom recordings in there and like quick like ads, pickups.
You've
in
been
there.
A, okay.
Yeah.
And so the offices are so I had heard this. The offices are along the back wall. So when you have a meeting, you can say you're gonna go hit the back walls.
Nope, never said that. That's completely made up. Really, right now.
I've heard it in passing. And
there's no way.
Understood exactly what we were talking about, and now it's connecting for me. So maybe one of the two swing conference room podcast rooms, could become. Let's drop the swing. Just podcast room. And I would even call it a podcast studio.
Yeah. Well, this is the studio. This is like the main studio.
It would be great if this could be a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be another studio that was maybe larger.
Are we having multiple simultaneous conferences happening where we're like, good thing we have this second conference room?
Look at how squished I am.
He seems fine. He seems fine, right?
I'm so uncomfortable.
He is so brave every time he comes in here and he squishes himself up on the couch. I can't sit on the couch.
You can see in like in old episodes, I've started like hugging this pillow. Like,
yeah.
I'm like very nervous.
He's really, really feeling unsafe because the structure of the room is not conducive.
So warm and inviting compared to like sitting at a desk.
Squinched up and like...
Compared to sitting at a desk, why are we comparing it to sitting at a desk?
Like that's how other like podcast studios have it. Like you're at like a table.
They don't. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
A table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Say that. And then say that or say less.
What do you think the difference?
I would love
is
to just hit the button. Again.
What do I think the difference is? What between a table and a desk?
Yeah.
I think we could go. I think we could go.
Let's hear it
to Merriam-Webster and find out. I bet that there is actually.
I'd
a definitive difference
I
between
would.
The
I
two.
I want to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guess?
Well, I think one thing when you say sitting at a desk,
yeah,
that a desk is generally regarded is sort of a solo piece of furniture mm-hmm. where one is by themselves, often, you know, not exclusively, but often it's sort of like a closed off feeling to the desk. A table is communal. Mm. A table is for
and yet I look
sharing
outside,
with friends.
And yet I look outside and I see that they have a bunch of computers on the table out there.
Mm-hmm.
So this bitch actually doesn't know.
He really doesn't.
Yes, he really doesn't know.
Okay, I thought he was like, I thought this was like a gotcha thing. He's actually expressing that he needs a sign. Here's your sign.
I still don't know what that is. Let's do the reset thing, I guess.
He's requesting yet again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be given a sign.
The sign says you're an idiot on it.
The sign is not a positive sign.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I know we just hit reset again.
You guys are using that as like you can say whatever you want about me for like 15 minutes.
Well,
in a row,
so then let's move on. Let's just have the Casey conversation and just like get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I know he is your most like trusted little like soldier here.
I don't know exactly what he
producer
gets
engineer
for you, like acquires for you. Like I don't know what the sort of relationship started as before it became this.
And whatever marshaling of support internally you needed to do to make the move on Jake, I don't want to talk. Like, I don't like talking about that on this show.
What do you mean to make
it's really not the place
Thank
of this
you.
Show?
Fine. That's yes, fine. If, exactly. if you don't want us yes. to talk about it, we don't
let's,
have to talk about it.
Let's keep that where it is, which is we just don't really discuss it in any detail. And
but when
whatever.
Rochelle talks about being a freelance contractor, when Rochelle talks about being a freelance contractor, we know what that means, what kind of work
we are that aware means. Of her outside the studio responsibilities and why she cannot be on the books for you guys. So, you know, we know.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but sure. You were talking about Casey, though.
I was talking about Casey, who I know has plausible deniability because he delivers Rochelle her orders.
Yep. He's the one who found Rochelle. Like,
yes.
She got the job.
And he doesn't
Casey.
Open the envelope.
So it wasn't
you,
through you.
You put the name in the envelope.
Your hands
he
are clean.
He gives it to Casey. You know Casey won't open it. He gives it to Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle exterminates the threat.
Mm-hmm. His envelope, little slip paper with a name, $5,000. Casey removes $1,000 for the task of delivering the rest of it to Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
You think she reads the name, no questions asked.
Okay.
And then the person moves to New York.
So you think Jake moved to New York or potentially.
Certainly don't see him in this welcome to HeadGum episode that we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on paternity leave. He is in New York.
Yet another euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep hearing.
For what?
For
he had
what?
A baby.
For what?
For what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens after either, man.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
You think we killed.
Whatever makes you feel good.
You think Jake's dead and
Don't
Rochelle killed
me,
him for $4,000 and Casey was paid $1,000 for me to pay Rochelle
Keep your hands
that.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's a goddamn bar of soap over there.
All I know is he's not here to do engineering capacities. And that was what first raised questions for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
from
I
the
see.
First record, I was like, okay, then it's not this. Mm-hmm. So what's his job here?
Yeah.
You know?
Just you, when you've been in the game as long as I have, you can kind of smell whether someone is an engineer or whether they are an engineer.
Yes. Engineers we're used to are blowing their nose during the record.
They're covered in scabs, rashes, sores. They are listening to a different show on their headphones. They know how headphones work. They assume you need headphones.
Right.
Because they're going to need their headphones to edit the Sklar Brothers podcast.
It seems like you're talking about a very specific person.
It's an amalgam It's a composite. Yeah.
Got it.
They're flooding their experimental music to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're
talking so much.
They're talking about other shows they do. They're talking about space sound effects they have.
They're having just a side conversation over there.
And Casey's not doing that.
Doesn't do any of that.
They're lying about what's their motorcycle breaking down. They're saying their motorcycle broke down, but really they just didn't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what an engineer does.
Sean, I think I lost your mic for a second. Need to take a look at it. Sorry. So sorry.
Let's see. This is so okay. Let's see what happens. He comes over here, takes a look at the mic. Okay, you can see that. Just give him a little shot to the solar plexus. He blocks the camera and just gives him just a little rabbit punch.
Wow.
And we'll see later how much of my talking was eliminated from the episode because of the lost mic. I wonder if it'll be just the section where I talked about Casey not really being an engineer.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mysteriously, I wonder if that part won't make the final edit. We'll have to wait and see, won't we, Amir?
I guess, yeah.
And we silence people here.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys prepare for their HeadGum housewarming party on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th with special guest Mary Holland at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream up for a week. The tickets for that, both the live and live stream, are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Amir at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. They make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So now it's really time, I think, to start fresh.
The reset, right?
Yeah. We are going to do full reset.
After accusing me of murder and just talking shit
about... Nope, didn't accuse you of murder. I know exactly how you were.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reset.
The thing we want to get, so obviously we had an incredibly successful 500th episode, had...
I listened to that, the Ben Stiller episode.
Talent on the show.
Ben Stiller was the guest of the episode. I think it is the Sean and Hayes episode.
Sean and Hayes 500th episode featuring Ben Stiller. And we were, I think, let's be honest, doing most of the work.
Yeah, we're being really funny.
Achieved talent on the show. That if you even dreamt about it,
he's a big
even
name.
Had a
yes,
daydream about it.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Just the level of emission, the shot that you would experience from having that dream would send you to the hospital for life.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was a really good episode.
Who's the most famous person you've ever had on?
Most famous prior,
not Doughboys, not including Doughboys.
Oh, like on any podcast we've done.
Well, I guess yours.
The Dead Eyes with Tom Hanks was pretty kind of a big deal.
You guys,
okay?
Did
I
that
guess
show?
If we dedicated an entire show,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
it's never mentioned as like a HeadGum show.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it is because it has the HeadGum stingers at the top and bottom. And
no, I'm just saying I've seen it's. It has not been difficult to find promotion for the show.
Uh huh.
It is. Being advertised,
yeah,
you and the company are not foregrounded in the promotion that I've seen.
Okay,
and it may just be where
we do
look,
want the name,
which
of the
is
show
basically
to,
anywhere.
Yeah. We don't want to like take credit for it, but yeah, we are, you know, in the episodes.
You're in the episode.
You get in there
sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you
say? So that's where you are.
I'm referenced, or
what do you say when you're in there?
Depends on the episode. Like the Tom Hanks episode, they talk about like how they get to Hanks and verifying his email address and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referenced in it.
Oh yeah, I asked what you say, but we've gotten nowhere close to any single sentence spoken.
I don't
by
remember.
You. Yeah.
Okay, so you.
I was just answering your question.
You produced an entire show and sunk like tens of millions of dollars into getting Tom Hanks one time.
Mm-hmm.
It took like 1,000 episodes of just talking about that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you finally got him.
37.
So congratulations. That's really cool.
Yeah. I guess I'm so proud of you. We actually were just talking about other shit that we thought was interesting. Yeah. And then like Ben Stiller was like, yo, let me get in on this.
Oh, like, really?
Can I get in on this?
He reached out to you guys.
He was like, yo, this actually looks fun, man.
In the episode, you talked about how a mutual friend asked him for you guys.
The episode is, first of all, the episode is fake. We're a lot of what we do, like us, like busting your chops right now, like we're actually really good friends.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Or you and Hayes.
Dude, take your pick, you know? We're like it's too, all it's a big family. Like it's
you think
like,
we're friends?
Yeah. We're really good friends.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And then it's like, yeah, there's a little bit of chop busting going down. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like,
just because I like never know where you are and you don't want to see me. And
that's not true. But
when
yeah.
I do see you in the office, you're like basically running away.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you in the office once and we exchanged like, cordials.
Yeah. It was like Doppler.
Yeah.
As you're going by. You know how that works?
Oh, yeah, like how when you're, like, far away and then the noise gets louder.
Hey, man, what's up? Good to see you. Okay, okay, so you got Tom Hanks one time.
I should specify.
You had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Go.
Weird Al. Weird Al did
we've had him,
like, 10,000 years ago.
Yeah. Stephen Colbert.
What show did he do?
He did A Good Cry, which is a HeadGum show about grief, losing somebody.
I got a text from Ben Stiller.
Oh, really?
Just now?
You know, relatively recently.
Okay. What did he say?
I listened to the pod. It made me laugh. Tom Hanks follow up to say whether he listened and enjoyed?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he listen to his own episode?
I'm not sure.
And it's like he knows what he said on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who was making him laugh. Crazy.
I liked the episode. I also liked the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made you laugh.
Yes.
Guess you're like Ben.
I guess.
Reminded me a little bit of Ben in that way.
So is this our first like official HeadGum episode, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that aligns with Ben's desire.
The Stiller was pre
HG,
as it were.
Yes.
I wonder if we can pop it back.
Go back and retroactively.
Yeah, add the little intro. This
no, that then he would need to be removed.
Yeah,
like he.
We could does do not it. Want. We'd have to edit out every time he speaks per his request.
Yeah,
that he would like to be associated with the brand. Hollywood Handbook brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he doesn't want to be associated with some of the stuff that
some
you
of the
guys are doing.
Gun, yeah, here's your sign stuff.
HeadGum. Yeah,
just like not really his vibe.
Some of the stuff you talk about.
Funny podcast is not his vibe.
Your obsession with sex and fucking.
No way.
The fucking porno, like.
Rarely comes up.
The stuff that you do where it's like. I mean, you know. Some people will know, right? That Amir has what he calls a private podcast.
That's untrue.
That gets sent out only to employees.
There's no way.
It's called Nympho Dude. And the episodes are indistinguishable from one another because it's basically like just him saying, and this is not, like, this is not, I don't think this is. On its face, it's not that inappropriate. It's like pretty.
It sounds awful because for me to record podcasts just for the 24 employees.
I don't know why it's only employees because it's not that controversial what you're saying, which is just that sex can feel so good.
That's what I'm saying verbatim?
Yes. Like it can actually feel really good.
Right.
When you're in love.
Okay, and that's the podcast. Every episode is me saying that getting sent to the HeadGum employees. That's,
you know, yeah. I mean, I was surprised, like,
yeah,
when I got added to the roster.
Oh, it's to any HeadGum podcaster too.
That I was not going to be included because, like, some of the employees I'd been to some listening parties and stuff where people put it on and I was like aware of it and I was kind of like, oh, well, I guess at least I'll be kind of included in the inner circle of people who receive the Nympho Dude podcast.
Not a real podcast.
And the fact that that's why Rochelle has been kept as a freelance contractor because you're worried that if she hears the Nympho Dude podcast and learns about love, that she will lose her ability to kill.
Yes. That her moral flexibility is directly related to the fact that she hasn't experienced the kind of human connection you have, and that she will start to see people as more than just targets.
Like, if she hears the Nympho Dude podcast.
That the Nympho Dude podcast would teach her about love. And that she would grow a conscience. It's like, it's rather egotistical, Amir.
It seems like my work with Rochelle is done, according to you guys. She killed Jake, and that's that. What do I care if she learns how to love
Then she killed Anya!
She killed Anya.
She killed Anya right afterwards. Yeah. Who was so nice.
Really nice. Yeah, very weird.
Anya's about some of the headphone and test stuff that happened with Anya's her. But yeah.
Was at the center of the headphone issue.
Anya's back home, I think.
Again.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're calling
I guess that's one sense. From the earth. We are born from the earth.
Hurtling back towards home when you think about
it. Yeah, I mean, you'll see her like next week.
Okay. That's
not a threat.
That's
not a threat. That's not a threat.
Message received. No. Let's move on. Might be time for a hard reset.
Maybe we get that button.
It's time.
Yeah.
Because definitely reset. Halfway home.
Heard what you're saying. We were told we could discuss whatever we wanted on the show.
We can.
But, yes. But I guess what was unspoken was if you discuss certain aspects of the business model, there will be consequences up to and including me being murdered by Rochelle. So,
let's talk metrics. Kevin, what kind of weight are we pushing on the Stiller episode?
Mm-hmm.
We're on day 4 and we're at 1,000 right now.
Let's cut that.
Let's just bleep the number.
Okay. What were you expecting?
That feels very small.
That doesn't
make me feel good at all.
He must have not promoted it.
Suddenly, I'm feeling like I need to listen to the Nympho Dude podcast.
No way.
That might be just what the doctor ordered for me.
Is that normal for us?
It's doing great.
So that's above average?
For day 4, yeah.
For day 4. Mm-hmm. So day 5 is really the one where people are like...
That's when people get on board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Well, this is just the beginning. We have a plan. You've invested in us. It is going to pay off so good. What we have lined up. So this is episode 501, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
The shit we have lined up, dude.
Is it just a coincidence that we're starting HeadGum at 501 exactly?
We're starting with one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
501.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Did it just time out that way or was that on purpose?
Episode number one.
Yeah, Ben Stiller saying, keep me 10,000 miles away from that man.
And who was he talking about?
The Nympho Dude himself.
That's amazing that he knows me personally. So personally.
Reputationally.
And the brand he has created, that is the word that he used to describe it was sucky.
It's still awesome that he knows us.
Yeah, he knows me too.
Yeah.
He did the show. Yeah. He's my friend.
I said that he knows us.
He's loving my shit. Yeah, he texted Sean pretty recently.
Yeah. Not just now, but within,
how long
within
ago
the past
that?
Few days.
You know, we're just getting on the chairlift right now.
Well, it's, you know, I Hayes and I had a big talk last night before we did this, and it was just chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm.
What does the podcaster do before he has Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm.
Chop wood, carry water.
Yeah.
What does he do after? Chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your head down and you go to work.
Cool.
You're going to have high highs. You're going to have Ben Stiller on the show. You know? You're going to do episode 501 as well.
Like, it's building off that. It's like, what do we have coming next to, like, take? Like, how do we up our game from Ben Stiller. Keep like ascending on the chairlift.
We don't want to be like pathetic to like talking about like the one big guest we've had for like
So like we have to we have to top it. So like for our next few episodes, our next episode we have someone named Todd Coffey.
Who's that?
Todd loves going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has all this like information about like tips and tricks.
Yes. So he's just like a travel agent
for how to like no.
It's way more specific than that.
Like a Disney adult.
Less useful, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say adult doesn't quite capture his age.
How old is he?
He.
Do you know how old he is?
I don't have a number for it.
Yeah. But a range.
I know how old he feels, which he's young at heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he does get a pretty hefty discount. Mm. Just kind of when they see him at the gate, they're just kind of like,
just go.
Like kind of come on in.
Come on here. Sorry. Yeah. Can you just go through?
This is guest five for 502.
This is 502.
502. Yes. We hope. Yeah. We don't have the time set, but
and
it
he has
should be
all these tricks about like where they leave food.
He sounds like
where you could just go like get it. Like if you go by the back of certain places,
it's
they just
Disney
have food
hacks.
Sitting
I mean, this
there,
502 will be Disney hacks with Todd Coffey,
who's kind of like this vagrant character in Orlando or something. How did you guys ever even meet this guy? How do you know Todd Coffey? Is he like a famous thing?
My understanding was that we had gotten him through you.
There's no way. There's no way.
Kevin handles most of our booking.
He does most of the booking. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
It seemed like Stiller was awesome. A great get.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah,
like,
but this is like,
just, like
Disney's like the
forever.
Biggest thing. Like
Disney's
there is
massive,
it's like huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about
Bob Iger?
For 503?
No, I'm saying like Disney, like
I see. So yeah, there are famous people at Disney. I'm just wondering if Todd Coffey is one of them.
Remember when
his name
Chapek was
no,
Bob Chapek was in charge.
You remember Bob Chapek?
Don't know.
You don't remember that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so the guy who was CEO before Bob Iger,
well
after
Bob Iger.
And then before was named Bob Chapek.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then I would say like sometimes we had people Disney's got a lot of arms, so like a lot of people work for Disney. Some people work for Disney, but other people even you got a show on Hulu, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I would say it sounds like Bob Chapek is signing your Bob paycheck.
And so that was something we were doing for a while that was like really we felt like had potential. To like go beyond.
Well, it's Dead Eyes-esque because ultimately that could have gotten back to him. Now he has been removed.
Iger's part of the issue.
Old Grover Cleveland.
When we were seeking guests, Todd Coffey sort of took a while to like for us to find a time.
What was that? What was that? What was
he's just,
that?
He's just saying like.
What was that?
He's just like gently. Like,
he wasn't gentle.
We're still here.
Oh, it was so unnatural.
He's just trying to like make a connection with you. It's
got
like,
it.
Like you just like touch
Jesus,
your knee.
Man,
it's
we
like
work
not
together
that,
now.
It's not that crazy. Also, it's like impossible not to do. It's like so fucking squished up in here.
Not that squished. He had to lean. He had to lean.
Just because the mic.
Exactly.
God, we got rid of headphones. When are we going to fucking really step our game up, get rid of the mics? Then we could stop recording and stop broadcasting it.
So the Todd Coffey episode was going to kind of be where we were taking the Bob paycheck idea like big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But without Bob Chapek there anymore, I'm trying to figure out like Bob Iger is basically if you like move the spacing around a little bit, he's almost like Bo Biggert.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we get him and Bo Burnham,
like
that could be cool because like we got Bo Burnham and we got Bo Bigger.
Bo Bigger.
Well,
Bo Burnham
would be
is
great.
Huge.
Yeah,
she's like gigantic.
I was going to say that would be a great get for
You, like, are you know him? Have you ever had him on a show before?
He's done it, our podcast before.
He did your podcast?
He did yours.
When?
How long ago?
Maybe like 2019.
Okay, so that was kind of before he like really hit.
The glow up is real.
And since then, he's been like not answering the phone.
I think we emailed him, but yeah.
So it's come to that.
Okay, so no phone number anymore active.
Got it. Kevin, what was the Todd Coffee?
Yeah, tell us about it.
How did we end up getting him?
He DM'd every social media account we have saying, check the other one.
Okay.
And then finally on TikTok, it said, well, you found me. Here's my avails.
So he left little
clues.
Little breadcrumbs.
He said,
the full message
said, well, you found the elusive Todd Coffee. These are my avails.
Y'all ever watch TV on this?
No. I think sometimes we like do Zoom meetings and stuff, live streams, but we don't ever use it as a television.
Just sit down and just pound ridiculousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I already answered.
Chanel West Coast, like, laughing down.
Mm-hmm. This does get Chive TV. A rock block of ridiculousness. It gets Chive TV. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know a former engineer who would have.
He would have really loved that.
Really enjoyed that.
To be
sitting over there and just be able to watch Chive TV on the screen while we're recording.
Wow. Yeah. I'm thinking now if that technology had existed for him, it would have been a totally different experience. Some of those early shows, seeing all the cool frisbee tricks they were pulling off on Chive TV. So yeah, chop wood, carry water. Mm-hmm. I do want to say thank you and say how grateful we are to be a part of something. I think we were kind of out there lost for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy and daddy kind of kicked us out.
And we act tough.
Yeah.
You know?
We act like it
doesn't like get to us when
we don't need anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Other networks are like, hey, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. We're like, good.
We didn't want it to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We did it on purpose.
Yeah, we were trying to have only 1,000, you know.
Is high.
It is.
That's what Kevin was saying, that it's above.
Oh,
average.
For us, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, for day four. But we're, I guess we're human.
It's obvious, right? But, you know, I think people see us as these, like, impenetrable, superheroes.
Muscle men, yeah.
Yeah, these, like, big, strong, you know, tough. Freaking The Rock and Jason Statham over here, you know, just like.
They do?
Ass kicking, just like.
Fuck machines.
Just like nympho dudes. And then, like. You know, I think something important to do when you start a new relationship is to just get vulnerable and be honest and say, like, hey, I'm just a guy and I'm scared, Amir. I'm really, really, really scared.
You don't have to be. You guys are doing great.
Help.
What's that?
Help. We need help.
What do you need?
We need your help. Anything. I don't know. We don't know what we need. I mean, that's so much of what this is. It's just like, we do not know what we need. We don't know
what
to do.
Every time we see the Doughboys, they're like, oh, you have to do the show again. It's like, okay, please.
Okay,
like,
great. Yes, please. Oh. We've been asking. Yeah. We ask you all the time, can we please do the show again? They go, oh, we got to get you back on. And we go, stop. Like, stop fucking with me. Like, just don't fucking say anything. Like, just like, punch me in the face. Like, that would be more honest. Like, just like, let's have it out, because this is torture. It is torture.
You're talking like to Weiger? Or?
Yes. And
it's mostly
Mitch
that does the like.
Mitch is the one who's always like, yeah, I guess it's like part of probably what happens is Mitch goes, we got to get you back on. And Weiger, then Weiger is over there being like, back room and is like, don't ever fucking say that.
Yeah. Or I think Weiger just thinks that, you know, Mitch has no fucking idea what's going on. Yeah. Like, behind the scenes on the show, you know? And so, yeah. Like, he just,
yeah.
You just sit him down and wind him up. He's going
to explain to him again.
Yeah. It's not even worth the conversation.
Showing card tricks to a dog. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. We have lots of shows you can guest on for cross promo purposes if that's what you're worried about.
What are you talking about?
What, like, can we do?
What are we looking at?
It's not just the Doughboys.
What else can we do?
Okay.
Nympho Dudes?
Nympho Dudes. I mean, you can't be on Nympho Dudes.
Stop.
It's not a real podcast.
What other show?
Yeah.
What show?
We're bringing back newcomers, it looks like, for another season. So that would be a fun episode if you guys wanted to talk to them.
I don't really like talking about, like...
You don't even know what they're talking about. You don't even know what the subject
is. It's
going to
be some, like, kind of... basic movies something, and shit. Yeah. Like, I kind of like, I don't know. Fine. I watch shit for grown-ups.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it. It's just like, it's just not the kind of like movies and stuff that
right.
I like.
I like movies like,
yeah.
High and Mighty. Like, have you guys like, done Gabers' show in a minute?
It's been a decade or so.
Yeah. So that could be
it's been hundreds of thousands of minutes.
Yeah.
Todd just messaged he's only going to do the show if he gets a key card, too.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right. Yeah.
So, I don't think so. I don't want to give every guest access to the
studio. We're asking you to give Todd Coffee one who's going to possibly get us to Bob Iger. Which I did see. I can't credit it, but I did see a tweet the other day that said Bob Iger, but it's pronounced like Boney Bear.
Bobby Gare?
Bobby Gare. That's sorry.
So someone else said
credit.
That.
Somebody tweeted it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea who?
Jesus, I don't know. I could search for.
I'm a little worried. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if you know, I think he might have him take our spot or something.
Yeah. You know what?
Can you
it
just
was
drink
me.
Like a little different. Can you drink a little differently?
I think I'm drinking fine.
It's hard. It's hard sometimes to drink with these arms here. You know.
Mm. Moving it up and around, I guess. But
there's a clip of Sean that someone saw trying to drink his water, but he put his arm outside of the mic, and the mic arm was like causing sort of a problem for him.
Sort of like doing like the romantic, but with the mic arm.
And it went viral.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was big. That's going to actually translate to some new listeners. Come and check the numbers again.
He was the main character.
I was the main character on Reddit that day.
Oh, you guys should do the HeadGum podcast. We have like an internal podcast.
I keep saying that too.
Yeah. It's getting brought up.
Yeah. Oh, so that, okay. Internal podcast. Okay.
But
so
not
that's
not,
what you're calling.
That's when the host is
so you've
for HeadGum,
rebranded.
But, no, we broadcast it out.
The Nympho Dude podcast.
No, it's not the Nympho
Dude podcast. As the HeadGum podcast.
We do have a HeadGum podcast, which is like employees coming in and on and, you know, guests of the network and friends of the network. It's sort of.
Are you in love currently?
We can stop. So next time. We can do that next time.
Okay,
bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.